Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And then there were three. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined, as always, by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello. We are so close.
Oh, I can see the finish line, but it feels like we've hit the wall and it's going to take another million miles to get there.
Exactly.
But I will say that throughout this hometowns date, I very rarely wanted to punch Clayton.
He did pretty good.
Yeah. And I think considering the bar obviously is lower than what it probably should be, but where we've been with him for the last half of this season, all told, a success.
I'm with you. Like, I was expecting it to be a little bit, not really sure of the word.
Train wreck?
Yes, yes, exactly. Train wreck. Good one. He handled every question and conversation very well. Dare I say I enjoyed? I don't know.
Oh,
enjoyed
the E
is
word.
A strong word, but oh, I didn't hate this episode.
Yeah,
as much as I thought I would.
I was definitely ready to let's crush him. But I don't know. Thought he held out okay. Judging by more and more of these scenes they're showing us from the last couple episodes, I think we're going to get back to what we've been used to, which is basically just face palming for the entire, you know, 2, 4, 6 hours. But for these 2 hours, we mostly got a respite.
It was okay.
It started in Pekasin, I think is how they pronounced it, Virginia, which is something I'd never heard of before.
Me neither. It's funny with these hometowns this year, never remembered so many friends being part of the family hometown meets. I mean, sometimes we had, during the hometown date, we would have, you know, meeting up with some friends like at a bar or something. But I never remembered this many friends joining the family, the initial meeting with the lead.
You can probably count on one hand how many times it's happened in the last, 10 seasons. And for every hometown to be like, here's a friend. And I don't know if it's because of with COVID protocols, only certain people being either wanting to go and, obviously in the case of Gabby's father being able to, or maybe ABC did have certain requirements for people to be there. So we need to get some people here and not just an aunt.
Let's open this up to the next level.
So it was more than just one or two people. And especially since I think this is the most we've had of not having both parents at hometowns. And again, for varying reasons, one, seemingly for just they don't much enjoy each other's company, mom and dad, after a divorce and the other for health reasons. Definitely had a bit of a different feel overall.
I also noticed that these dates weren't as personal as usual either. Like, I feel sometimes people would take the lead to like their high school or some place that means a lot to them within their hometown. But I feel like it was kind of just, oh, I've never done this, so let's try this. Or Colorado is really good for hiking, so let's do hiking, or, you know, a kayak ride. Like, it wasn't this place like molded me into who I am today, and this is why I'm taking you here. Like, there wasn't a lot of personal touches. I guess the closest, I guess, would be Susie, because she's apparently into jiu-jitsu. I felt like it missed like a personal touch to the locations they chose.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I didn't even pick up on that. And I don't know if it's because we've had, you know, however many seasons in a row of them doing this in a bubble. Mm-hmm. So it was just, I'm just thinking, oh, wow, they're not in a bubble, so they're doing things. But you're 100% right. These were just dates that you would think a bachelor or bachelorette would plan.
Right.
You know, in LA when they're leaving the mansion, like, okay, guess what? We're going to do this thing because you're scared of heights, or we're going to go, you know, we're going to go kayaking. And yeah, that's a great point.
I don't think I noticed it until Serene's date when her family asked like what they did during the day. And he's like, she's like, oh yeah, you know, that ropes course, like down the street or whatever. Yeah, we did that. And I was like, oh yeah, like they're just picking these random places. And then Rachel did the whole like kayak ride. Like, it was just very, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just like something that I picked up on after hearing that comment that Serene made.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. These are kind of random fun things that you're doing.
And it was just, I think you're onto something with it, just it all being very different between the families, not always necessarily being families. It's just, you have more, in a lot of cases, more friends or not immediate family than immediate family. And yeah, like let's go to that thing I used to drive by and say, like, we'll do that someday.
I've always been meaning to try this.
That is a great call. But Susie's was, and I would not have pegged her as a jiu-jitsu person.
No.
But I also think we now know why Clayton made sure she got a rose right out of the chute, because he did not want to get anything broken.
Yeah, he's scared.
Well, he should be. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed that she, first of all, does jiu-jitsu, because I would never have the patience to learn it. But the way that she had him locked up, and I mean, what is he going to do? It's not like he's going to really try to break out of anything, but
right.
I mean, he was locked in there pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he's a big dude, but if I'm Clayton, well, first of all, if I'm Clayton, I'm feeling much worse about myself. But if I'm Clayton, I am really concerned about any sort of disagreements, because she's
I'm not
going to
mess with her.
No, exactly. Forget about being scared of fathers. This is who you should be scared of. Yeah. You should be scared of Susie.
Susie.
Susie. Susie. Susie. I think I know how to say her name like him more than I do her hometown.
Yeah, I think so.
Pecosin. Pecosin.
Okay, but I think he said Pecosin, now that you say that.
Right? I mean, that sounds rightish, but again, it could be a totally made-up town, because it doesn't. Yeah. It sounds like a made-up town. But the good thing about this date is, of course, we got to bring up Shrimpgate again, because it had been a few weeks since we talked about shrimp, so clearly we needed to get that back on the table again.
Yeah. How dare we go a few weeks without mentioning shrimp?
It just refuses to go around. And, you know, shrimp, 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 shrimp. Like, oh, we've got another mega mix of shrimp. Oh, no.
I just think it's funny how, like, he hates it just as much as, like, the girls would hate it. He's just like, oh, my gosh, I can't get away from it. Like,
stop with the shrimp.
Yeah, I can't escape it.
But we did get actual good news, which is that Susie's father is in good health. And hopefully we'll find out as we get more live here that everything continues to be A-okay with him, whether she's engaged, not engaged, about to be engaged, after breaking up, whatever the hell the scenario is once we finally get caught up. But that was the best news of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, that being great, you know, everyone was happy, happy, happy. So I don't know that there was much here other than Clayton saying, you know, I don't want to fall in love with four women.
Cut to the trailers.
Yeah. Will three be okay? Maybe that is.
Oh, three.
Maybe he should have just said more than one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do have to say, I mean, honestly, I do not understand what's going on in his head, but he seemed to be genuinely honest with his responses. Like, he didn't just say, yes, no, I'm definitely falling for her, but I haven't told her, or like something like that. He's like, I'm not saying it because I can't quite get my head around like these four, like, I don't want to say it four times. Like, it's special to me. So no matter how much a parent or someone like asked that question, he was just like, I'm not, like, I think I can get there, but I'm not right now because I don't want that to be the case with four women.
Yeah. And it kind of got lost in translation when it got back to her, because I'm sure it happened more than just once, but for Susie to say like, oh, well, he told my mom that he wasn't in love with me. And like,
yeah, not, but he didn't though.
Yeah. Like that's where the telephone game can be dangerous. And he probably should have led somewhere with, listen, I'm just being clear with your parents and everyone else I'm speaking to that I'm experiencing this, and I'm just not going around, you know, making it rain.
Right.
So just so you know, as opposed to her, and clearly he eased her pains quickly by, hey, here's your rose right away.
Right.
But for it to be like, oh my God, he told my mother that he's not loving me. Like,
yes and no.
Yeah, exactly. And I would be the first to pile on here, but I'm with you. I think he answered the question perfectly. He came in with a game plan. He executed it, something that he has had a lot of problems with, sticking to his guns and following a winning game plan. I thought this time he's like, nope, I am not going to stick my foot in my mouth. And he mostly succeeded on all four of these dates, but especially this one. Mom and dad both seemed like, yep, this is good for me. I mean, the father was, I don't think could have been nicer to him, basically saying like, yeah, you seem like good dude. If she's good with you, I'm good with you. All right, let's go.
Yeah, that it was definitely like, if she's all in with you, then we're going to welcome you into the family. Like, if she's good and you're good, then we're good.
And it was the beginning of not only everyone asking him about, you know, well, what about my daughter, friend, niece compared to the other women? But also, I'm just worried that things are going so well that, well, it's only going to go well for one person. Well, so they thought it's only going to go well for one person. What if she's not that person? And that's the glaring sort of elephant in the room in each place, is you look happy, but
right,
I'm sure other people look happy too.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
overall, I think pretty easy.
Yeah.
Hometown date.
Absolutely. And I,
which is why I went first.
Exactly. We don't know what these actually happened in, but they're like, let's get this rolling. All right.
You wouldn't really remember it if you didn't take notes on it.
Absolutely. And if you're listening to this, we take notes for you. So I'm sure you did not take notes and you're thinking, oh, right, that did happen on that date. And in Denver, Colorado, of course, we have to hike. Does Gabby say that she likes hiking? No, but we're in Colorado. And she even sort of says it. She's like, well, you know, it's known for its outdoor activities. So
yeah,
I guess we'll do outdoor activities.
So let's hike and maybe see a bear.
What I liked about, yeah, what do you do with a bear? So what I liked most about how Gabby handled this is, even if it was in a ha-ha sort of manner, I liked that she was very clear. She says, we're going to Proposal Rock. Did you bring your ring? And basically, let's just, here, I know I have gloves on, but I'm sure you have it on the right size. Like,
yeah.
And then if he proposed now, I'd say yes. Like, she was very, very clear that,
yep,
like, no ambiguity at all. Like, we're all good.
Yep.
All systems go.
She's telling you right now, she will say yes.
And so every year you hear the bachelor or bachelorette, well, I'm not really sure where they are, where they're at. And I hope that Gabby couldn't, like, maybe she's the one that should have had the signs and not her father. Cause it was very clear. Like, I will say yes.
Yes.
Like, if you're in, I'm in. Like, if you want to propose, we can just end this right now.
Yeah. There was no trying to figure her out on this date.
And we finally got our first big drink of the evening when a hot tub appeared.
Yes.
Like,
we haven't had one, right?
It has been not this season has probably had the least amount of hot tubs that we've seen.
I think so.
In a while. And not just because the resorts obviously all have them, but as we all know, the normal season, you're good for at least like one hot tub every quarter hour.
Oh yeah.
And
lots of hot tubs.
Oh my God. And it's been like one of the hardest things to find, almost like harder than to find than like a good decision by Clayton. Like, they're just not around.
Mm-hmm.
And they found one, everything's going great. And we find out that Dad's not going to be there because his girlfriend has cancer, and they're keeping sort of their COVID bubble, which is really responsible. And
Very smart.
I will say, when he pulled up in the car honking the horn, I'm thinking, if he like runs up to this house on national TV and be like, well, we were going to be real careful, but you know what? On second thought, never
mind. I'm just going to run up to you.
Give me a big hug.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't happen after everything she went through, like hating that he wasn't there. But yeah, I mean, this date was, you got all the emotion here.
It just, from grandpa being like the best grandpa you could possibly like cast on this date, from the, you know, being able to take the sit on your face line to
in front of your family.
Oh my God. To then sitting down and talking about why he's not taking his wedding ring off. I'm thinking, oh my God, this dude is just like going,
I know, the best.
Everything. And then you had just the ugly cry of when her father showed up and, you know, did the Love Actually boards and just like, oh, honey, that's not a great cry.
Yeah. So much emotion there. I thought that it was a really cute touch for it. Like, obviously he couldn't do much more with having to stay away from her, but it was such a nice touch, and to show her how much he cares about this, what she's going through, and how hard it is to not be there with her. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre that Clayton stayed inside as long as he did.
Yeah, not only that, but like, can he say hi? Like, like he says, yeah, I hope to meet him. Like, if
he's 5 feet over here, bud.
Yeah, like, I thought it was weird that Clayton couldn't come out and say, like, hey, I'm Clayton. Like,
yeah. And then when he does finally walk out there, he's standing there, like, he has a spotlight on him in the middle of like a crowd.
And, like, it's kind of almost when he's driving away. So,
yeah.
Like, did they lock eyes? Like, did they see each other? I don't know. I thought he, I mean, I definitely understand him giving them a moment because it was extremely emotional, but also at the same time, like, go introduce yourself. Like, that this is the show you're on. Like, you're going to see if you're ending up with her.
And it goes back to Gabby ending the date, how she started it, when she was very clear. She's like, everything I needed to see, I saw. My family was down with you. It solidified things. Like, I'm good to go.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. If Clayton would have said, let's end the season right now, I'm pretty sure that she would have gone along with it.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't know if the order matters. Putting her second, I mean, you'd almost think that that would be like the pimp spot at the end as opposed to in the middle. But Gabby goes second. Clearly, the third spot isn't a great one because that's where... No.
First and third are never good.
Serene in Oklahoma City ends up. Like you said, the date itself was very sort of nondescript as far as Serene goes because it had nothing to do with her.
Right.
Much like Gabby's, the hiking, other than, well, it's here where I live.
Yeah, might as well do it.
I did think that it was hilarious that he basically was holding on for dear life and Serene basically ran across it as if, like, well, what's the big deal?
Oh, yeah. And even, like, I mean, I would not do well no, on a reverse, like, either. But, I mean, I was like, that doesn't even look that, that part didn't even look that bad. Like, that just the rope part at the beginning when she had nothing and it was just her feet on one single rope, like, that looked a lot worse than, like, full on stepping stones on ropes. Like,
or the one right, it wasn't even an obstacle, but right before they then went for the fall down where you sort of can lean over and out. Yeah. While obviously you're still connected, but that I could see when he was walking out slowly to that. Cool.
Right.
But this thing where you have someplace to both put both your feet.
Yeah. Plus you definitely need support.
Yeah. Plus you get to hold on to your actual support. That was a little surprising that he basically almost died.
It was confusing. It was like,
and I don't mean died from it being awful, but just like he basically almost had a heart attack. And meanwhile, she, what did she do? Like a cartwheel across it.
Right.
So that.
And also, like, I mean, that it was definitely a high drop for sure. But like, it wasn't bungee jumping. Like, you actually kind of went pretty slow. Again, not saying I would just jump off right away. I would definitely take my time, probably too much time. But like, you weren't, it wasn't a free fall.
No,
like,
you're not jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, you were being glided down. Like, you're
very
okay.
Gentle.
Yeah, you're it's okay. Like, then he like lands on his face. Like,
yeah, basically more egg drop than, you know, bungee jump.
Yeah, for sure.
Put it that way, which more or less sums up how Clayton has handled this season. He's treated everything like it's a friggin' bungee jump when it's an egg drop. So
that's true.
This is really a great way to capture how he's handled this season. Yeah. But and
maybe
that's
that
within
was the point.
And it's within again an episode that he didn't totally suck. But we go to a family meeting again without a father. In this case, dad's not there because. And she didn't totally go into it, but she just said, like, my mom, my brother, and my best friend, and my dad's not going to be there, then started talking about their divorce. So I just took that to mean, like, yeah, they're not getting in the same room together.
Right.
You know, this was not a situation of, well, he's going to come and say hi later or, you know, drive by and honk and wave. This was very clearly like, yeah, this me getting engaged after 90 days or whatever this has been is more likely than my father and my mother getting in the same room together.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know, what did you think about how the brother sort of served in that tough love father role?
I mean, I understood it. I thought he had a right to be in that position and be so skeptical and unsure about the whole whole process that she's going through, because I mean, they said a few times, you know, that it's not normal for her to be so vulnerable and fragile about all these things that she apparently talked to you about already. Like that's a huge step for her. So they definitely saw something different with her and Clayton. Other than that, like, I feel like they just didn't really want to be there. Nothing against like her and Clayton. I think it's just like, okay, this is what we're going to have to do. I don't know if this is going to work, but I don't know. I think with her mother, like her mother just seemed like not into it at all.
It was very like barely, I'm surprised you can get there this quickly. Okay, cool.
Right. And that was it.
Yeah, so you want to go back to the group? Okay, cool.
Right, exactly. It was very like they seemed like, I mean, the brother obviously cared and was very into, you know, her having to make this decision and hopefully she doesn't get hurt. But the mother was just like, yeah, we're here.
I don't know if you picked up on this, but they had said that, and I think it was Serene that said, I don't think it was the family, that it had been 10 years since she introduced anyone she was dating to them. Mm-hmm. Serene is 26. So
who you dated when you were 16.
So you're telling me she hasn't introduced them to someone she was dating since she was, what, a sophomore in high school?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
There are a lot of familial red flags around, but
that's also,
that's got to be up there.
Yeah, I think so.
And on both sides, because if you're Serene, at some point you have to get over the fact that maybe they are either hard on the people you date or disinterested and just like just bad people. Whatever you want to say, the reason is, I'm not saying they are, but there's clearly a reason why she's not felt comfortable introducing anyone she's been dating since she's 16.
Yeah,
I mean that water runs deep, so that's right. Very clear. But I think that's at some point on her to say, I don't care if you're going to be a jerk to them.
Right.
We're doing this.
Yeah. It's my life. Like, this is happening.
So I do wonder, and I don't know if, I'm sure no one will, but if throughout the process of Women Tell All in the finale, when he tries, you know, we'll have this moment with Serene, if anyone even bothers asking, like, did that have anything to do with the fact that since she was in high school, they haven't met a single person that she's been dating?
Yeah.
On either side, her or the family. Like, that's, I don't know if that's really a healthy environment to be in, and it has nothing to do with divorced. As we know, they're
right.
You didn't date anyone that was divorced, wouldn't be dating a lot of people, but it just seemed to me of something that like the light bulb went off. And
yeah,
I think both sides are in the wrong there.
Yeah. And there was I definitely didn't see a lot of passion today between, like, a deep connection between them. I thought it was very just like surface. It seems like they'd only known each other for like, it was like week one or week two. Like, it was very, I mean, they kissed a lot, but it wasn't like, I didn't see any connection.
No, it certainly wasn't like Rachel.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And segue.
Well, and I'm not even done with her, even with Serene, even though Clayton was. But I think everyone, and I use, you know, air quotes, everyone was, you know, justice for Serene when he let her go. But I think if you watched this, and even if you watched most of their time together, like, Serene seems wonderful.
Absolutely.
But it definitely was not the same clicking as it was with the other
things. Yeah, not at all.
It just wasn't there.
Yeah, she was definitely fourth. Like, she was fourth on the list.
Yeah, and so while I understand that if you, like, I will fully support you if you want to, you know, stand on that soapbox and say, you know, this woman deserved better. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you one bit, but I think even the biggest Serene stands would happily, maybe not happily, but would at least admit that, yeah, you're watching this clearly 4 out of 4.
Right.
And so it's really hard to feel that bad because, honestly, she probably is the real winner here out of this group.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear with what's coming and what might be happening in the finale. I think Serene ended up A-okay out of this.
Dodged a bullet, if you will.
Absolutely. And then we head to Clearmont, Florida for Rachel and already losing her voice. So, she's going to be struggling the whole time as they, you know, quote unquote, look for gators and bears, even though as soon as they jumped in that water, I'm like, yeah, there ain't no gators or bears.
How many gators are actually in there?
Yeah. And considering how far he jumped when he saw a spider, I don't like his chances against a gator or a bear.
Yeah. That was not a normal spider.
Oh, of course not. Oh, and by the way,
terrifying.
For the record, I would have just turned around and left
I'm not into this.
No, it would have been far even less manly than him if that were me in that. No, don't get across. But if you're trying to act all big and tough with this woman that you might want to get engaged to, I don't know that you're going to basically like toss her and take her.
Take her. Save me.
That's basically what he was doing. And I don't know that it would really surprise us if a bear did show up. If he's just like, I don't got to outrun the bear. I just need to outrun you. I mean, if anyone's going to do it.
At least he knew how to scare away a bear.
Well, as long as you have the right bear. I didn't know that there were different types for different types of bear. Like
I learned something new tonight.
I thought you were supposed to do the big scream to all of them. So I'm glad I've never run into bears because.
Well, see, now you know.
Well, but I'm supposed to know the difference. Like you look at pictures.
Well, I think a grizzly bear is brown and a black bear is black.
Right. But you're telling me when I see a bear, I'm going to be able to see I don't know.
Excuse me. Can I just see the color of your
fur? I'm going to see red. I think I'm going to be, right. You know, I see the hue here off of your, that is clearly only
it's
brown.
You're going to think it's a black bear because you're going to be blacking out.
Yeah, seriously. Oh yes. Clearly brown. There's no way that could be black. So, okay. Now I'm going to roar. Nope. Now I'm going to play dead. You get it wrong. You're just going to be dead.
Let's do both at the same time.
I'm going to lay on the floor while acting like I'm screaming, but not actually saying
scream,
anything.
Scream, lay. I don't know.
Is it working?
Don't eat me.
No. But seriously, could you not see Clayton being that person just like, I only need to outrun you, not the bear.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's not the biggest thing. And once again, the date itself, which was the only one that had any sort of passion. I mean, well, I will say Gabby in the hot tub, fine. But like real, where you looked at it, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, no, it is there.
Yeah, like this river or whatever they're in could be the fantasy suite. Okay. Cameras might want to back up a little. This is not really a family program, but might be some families watching.
Please back up.
Whew. And that led into this family again that was two best friends helping out. And I don't know if the two best friends were there to soften the dad up because at every turn she was, oh my God, my dad hates everyone. He's going to ask the tough questions. He's going to,
I mean, one look at her, you know that she was not making that up.
And I was expecting Tony to go like, full, like, just destroyer
on Tony.
Full Tony. And I didn't think going in I'd be able to say this, but Tony was what I think most of these parents or any loved ones should be handling these sort of interviews, if you will. He asked tough questions.
Yep.
but I thought overall was fair. And afterwards,
which I was surprised at.
I was shocked. I was expecting him to just destroy Clayton because he could have if he wanted to. And in his sort of in the moment, was just had the best insight I think I've seen from a family member maybe ever, because I don't think they ever look at it from this way. But he basically was like, I'm not going to screw this up for her. Like, if she's into him, all right, we'll make it work. But I'm not going to be the reason that whatever this is doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, well, we're going to have to deal with that. But I'm not going to be the reason.
Yeah.
Like, maybe something that, and, you know, because worst parent Hall of Fame in this situation, something that Sweet Nums could have taken some notes about. Just because you don't like the person doesn't mean you have to actually let everybody know.
Right.
Instead, whatever
just
you
write
want.
Write it out. Figure it out.
If this is the person that you're choosing, I will support you. That's the only thing that matters. I'm not going to be the reason this doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, shocked. Just.
Yeah. I thought, like you said, he could have gone so much harder than how he did. But I actually think he kind of liked him. I think he was like, you know, I see how you were acting walking in here, which he did not like at first. He was like, I'm scared. Like, I do not want this to, I want it to be plain and simple that this is not a good match and I can't find something wrong with it. So I think once he acknowledged that, I think he wasn't as mean as he normally is to everyone, as they kept saying. And I thought the whole tap on the back thing was really, I thought that was cool too. I thought that was a nice touch to, you know, I do accept you and hopefully she's the one and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, listen, Tony wasn't about to give his blessing without talking to his daughter. I liked how they had the little, you know, basically a secret handshake.
Yeah. And that was very cool.
I did give quite a laugh though when ABC felt the need to like show us the slow-mo.
In like, black and white.
Yeah, like the Zapruder film, like we wouldn't have seen it. Like, oh no, wait, if you see here from after the one hug he did give to his daughter, the double pat on the arm. Now if you look here, it's the one pat, then he goes the second pat. Oh my God, that means that he gave his approval. Yes.
Yeah.
Not
that I forgot that that's what he was going to do, but it wasn't the forefront of my mind because it had just come to like from a different conversation. I didn't need the recap. As soon as he did it, I was like, oh yeah. And that's really cool. I did not need the recap. I remembered it immediately.
And now happened. We'll watch it in slow motion in black and white.
I didn't need the slow-mo pointing it out, but
and
I thought that was pretty cool of him for it to seem like he has no connection with anyone ever. That was pretty cool to see, I think.
Listen, Rachel was just begging for him to be civil.
Yeah.
I mean, at
which
that
is like,
point,
can we get like hidden cameras on what it's like when he's not?
Oh my God. And
that's a show. There you go.
And I'd say that he was, you know, putting it on for the cameras. But if that were the case, when they all sat down, he wouldn't have been giving the death stares. Like literally everyone is having the time of their life.
The staring was unreal.
It was a party and he's sitting there stone faced. You would think at any point he's going to like pick up the bottle and smash it across his head. Yeah. I'm worried for Clayton's safety at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And no. Okay. Then he was fine.
Yeah.
And again, not a pushover because he asked, to, you know.
Oh yeah. Listen. No. And you shouldn't be really. This is still as serious, as crazy as the show is. It's still for them. It's a serious moment and it's a serious situation. So.
Oh, and you know, they like to foreshadow things, and they've been...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Setting us up for these last few episodes since the beginning. And this is where Clayton starts with, okay, well, once again, I heard, I don't know how they're going to handle this heartbreak. I've never seen them happier. What is going to happen? Yeah, the glow, everything's great. Who's going to pick up the pieces? And that leads to break 3 hearts to make 1 happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this must be the beginning of the spiral, because how we get from this to basically everyone on the floor in pieces, this was the fuse being lit of him coming to the conclusion, sort of like, you know, the finalists on both sides, Bachelor and Bachelorette, at this point have trouble figuring out, oh my God, how am I going to deal with them going on a date with another person?
Yeah.
There are other people here. It's him being like, oh crap, I'm going to hurt 3 other people.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Welcome to
the
show.
That's the name of the game.
Welcome to the show. Should we introduce ourselves again? And, you know, we're getting to the rose ceremony here. And other than the fact that they've downgraded to Hyundais, and I was wondering if they just threw them in Ubers, because I'm like, where's like the fancy black cars? I'm like, well, okay, I guess we got to pay the bills. Fine.
Yeah.
But again, doesn't exactly scream, as you can tell, not our sponsors. Mm-hmm. Doesn't scream, oh my God, we're sending them in, you know, the best available. But anyways, I thought that Jesse and Clayton, I'm not sure the sort of
we're
the
twins
dance
tonight.
Well, there's that, but I just didn't quite understand the full on little dance that they had to do before they got into the rose ceremony.
Yeah. I think they needed to, that was a little bit of a time filler.
Yeah. It just, okay. I gotta take my walls down. Okay. Yep.
But then he was just like, I know exactly what I'm going to do tonight. So
yeah.
Like, what was the purpose of this conversation?
It was, then? Yeah, it was like the epitome of like, oh, big gulps, guys. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And unlike the dates, we get the order in the rose ceremony. I immediately, before they start, I said, oh, Rachel. Rachel's going first. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Do you take anything to the order?
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing that stuck out was when he made that comment that, oh, you're going to have to break three hearts to make one happy. So I'm like, does that mean you shouldn't break three to just make this just to make Rachel happy? And I think they kind of threw that in. I mean, it, obviously Rachel was going to be picked, but threw it into maybe, I don't want to say that she's not worth it, because she 100% is, but to break three people's hearts just to keep one happy. But I mean, that's what you're going to do anyway. So I'm not, you're just explaining the premise of the show. But I think they threw that comment in there to make it try for them to build suspense.
Mm.
But they should have done it. Like, yes, Rachel should have been first, because that was kind of a shoo-in.
And with him, I guess we shouldn't assume anything. But as you know, I'm saying Rachel, and then they went Susie. I'm like, okay, well, Rachel. And then Gabby, yeah. I'm like, well, clearly Serene's the, I mean, I, as we were saying, it was pretty clear, even if you go by these dates, it seemed like Serene was 4 out of 4, but it was, there was no question once it was between Rachel and Serene, because he basically has been attached to Rachel for, you know, forever.
Yeah. I think based on the hometowns and what was said in each hometown, I think I would have chosen Rachel, Gabby, Susie, Serene. Just because Susie just had that one line of, oh, he told my mom that he's not falling in love
with me.
Even though it wasn't true, mm-hmm. but because that was said in her recap, that would have put her third, I think, for me. But
yeah.
I mean, Serene was 100% the right one to be sent home this week, just because that connection just wasn't there.
Yeah. And I am glad that, because the walkout's always awkward at this point, obviously. But I am glad that he was very clear that like, it wasn't anything that you said, because you know that she was going to be replaying over and over.
Oh yeah. That would be the worst.
Everything that she said, like, wait, did I scare him off? And I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clear. It's just that, and I'm sure she'll watch this back now with a very different view and be like, okay, like, it still sucks, but
yeah, it wasn't my fault,
right? I get it. You see this?
I was not on that level.
Yeah, just a little something different. And I thought she handled herself perfectly on the ride out. You know, it was obviously you're pissed, but it was, you know, I did everything that I could have done. Mm-hmm. And that's how she just has to take it, because it's too often, in my opinion, but again, on both sides, that when you're one of these finalists and you don't make it on the way out, all it is you're just self-doubt and self-doubt. And she's just like,
right,
I laid it all out there. There's literally nothing else I could have done. And so if.
Yeah, I think 100% watching this back, like, I think a lot of her doubt and questions will be answered.
Yeah.
After seeing how he was with the other three.
Yeah. And perfect ending of, I have nothing else to say to him. Like, that's right. You sure don't, because
you go, girl.
Yeah. You gave it everything. Clearly not enough for him. So deuces. Pretty simple.
Yep. Peace out.
And that leads to next week. Two episodes. Now, to be clear, because it was very unclear in the coming attractions. So it's Monday and Tuesday, but the Women Tell All is on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and the Fantasy Suites are on Tuesday, because the coming attractions certainly made it seem like the Fantasy Suites were Monday and the Women Tell All are Tuesday.
Are they both 2 hours?
Oh, my God. I mean, they're on 8 at both times, so...
So probably.
Oh, God. Monday and Tuesday at 8 o'clock on ABC. Oh, it's probably both.
The Women Tell All. 123 minutes.
Oh.
A Women Tell All. 123 minutes.
Well, that's fine. The Fantasy Suite is...
Right.
Fine. 2 hours. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's not. But yeah, the episode, 2 hours. That's fine. But do we need 2 hours of Women Tell All, Shanae yelling insults at people and like faux apologies and some people that we couldn't name for $1 million trying to get a punchline in so that they can get invited to paradise? Like,
mm-hmm.
You basically have to put in the time for Women Tell All so that you can enjoy the Fantasy Suites. That's what it comes down to.
Can't wait.
So just think about it that way. And they gave us a little bit more of the what we have to look forward to from the most shocking and emotional ending ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, it kind of sounds and seems like it might be up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
It's not going to be most. I mean, I guess I can't say that because we don't know what's going to happen. But I don't know. Definitely seems like it could be up there.
I have no doubt this is going to be fantastic television. But the producers
just must love when something like this happens. They're like, oh, this pick all worked out in the end.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, he's been such a train wreck that at least the wreck at the end is going to be just like gold for reality television. Mm-hmm. And they introduce the line of, I shouldn't have to ask my future husband not to sleep with someone else. Like, oh my God, put that on a Bachelor t-shirt. I mean, that's incredible.
Again, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's ridiculous to say. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, like when you put it that way, yeah, like no kidding. But
yeah, in real life, but
on The Bachelor,
in this world of they have overnight dates with three people. I mean, you just have to assume that there's going to be more than one. I know we've had some instances recently where they've come out and said, like, no, I specifically only slept with the one I knew I was going to pick, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we've also seen recently Hannah Brown where it was multiple people, and that's fine. That's literally
multiple times
in a windmill. That's literally what they're there for. So sure. I'm sure any of us would say that, but it's.
Yep.
God. You know, you don't go to Disneyland if you don't like Mickey Mouse. Like this is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
So we will get the craziness starting next week, but really not till Tuesday, because I imagine Women Tell All, you know, bloopers will not be that great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other than Clayton of it all, anything else going on in the world?
I'll start off with the sad news. Tia's father has died. He was battling cancer for, I think, well over a year. He passed away from cancer. So, she and her family are trying to deal with that. And Emily and Haley, the bachelor twins, had their joint bachelorette parties in Vegas this past weekend because they're both getting married. Not to twins, just two different guys. But they had a joint party in their hometown of Vegas this past weekend. And the big news that came out today was Colton is engaged to his boyfriend. He was dating less than a year.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always into the short-term things, I think, because he was the bachelor. So I guess he knows and everyone does know that you can find love in a short amount of time. But yeah, the big thing is it's less than a year. And since he came out publicly and then all of a sudden started dating him, they bought a house together, engaged, all less than a year. So good for you. Good luck.
This is a lot, even for Colton. This was, listen, happy that he's living the life he wants to live.
Oh, and, yes. Yep.
It's a shame, obviously, that he had to treat Cassie the way he needed to while he was trying to figure it all out. But ultimately glad he got to where he was supposed to be. But yeah, might seem like a lot.
Changes in a few months.
But God bless, we've seen crazier things from this show. So
didn't they just start dating and then it said less than a year? And I was like,
yeah, I hope congratulations. It's successful. Yeah, I do have my doubts because of him. But and by him, I mean Colton, not his boyfriend, who I'm sure is wonderful, or now fiance. What a wild ride it's been with him the last couple of years. Who would have thunk it?
We will see if that is successful. That's all I got.
God bless. Ending on a happy note. So we like that. We got a big two-nighter next week. Women Tell All Monday. Fantasy Suites Tuesday. We'll have it all wrapped up for you on Wednesday. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Katie, thank you as always.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.